Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. I guess I'm curious if anyone out there did something other than watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And what that was.
You know, it's funny. As I was driving around yesterday, I ran to the grocery store really quick before I went to the mansion, you know? And I noticed a lot of people running outside. And I'm like, shouldn't you be watching the Super Bowl? Like, I just kind of...
You mean jogging?
Yeah.
Like getting exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You notice that... I notice it more on days like Thanksgiving or Christmas or holidays, or it's particularly eating holidays, like 4th of July. And I'm kind of like, why aren't you drinking beer and eating? And now I'm feeling guilty that I'm not exercising or doing something like that where I'm just kind of being a blob.
But see, the difference there is the Super Bowl is at an exact time from this time to about another time. You know, like you can work around that. When on Christmas or Thanksgiving, people are eating and doing things at different times of the day. So you can fit in a workout if you want to. But I'm just like, this is... Come on. But then I thought to myself, well, I'm on the road. I'm not at my Super Bowl party yet. So I guess that's kind of...
No, it is weird, though. It's like, who goes for a 3-mile jog like before the Super Bowl?
Like you know, couldn't you have done this a little earlier?
It's that Super Bowl ritual. No, you should be cooking sliders.
Right.
What's... Don't... There's the Super Bowl half marathon and then the Super Bowl 5K. And then we all eat pigs in a blanket.
Okay, right. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Or the dude that during halftime says, yeah, screw the show. I'm going to do a push-ups with a deck of cards.
Heart rate just dropped below 140.
570-1019. Did you do something other than watch the Super Bowl? What was it? Let's get to Peyton Manning, and I'm watching this video or this vine of him. Game's over. They're spilling out into the center of the field to do interviews and so forth and so on. And there's Papa John. Quick handshake and kiss.
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, just a cheek-to-cheek, but you do the mwah. This happens a lot in Florida. It's like, just make the noise of the kiss, but you don't actually do
kind
it.
Kind of a European thing.
Yeah, but this is like the most unappealing thing to see Peyton and Papa John. But granted, both of whom are, you know, not the world's most disgusting individuals as far as attractiveness is concerned.
No. But it is interesting. I like prioritizing Peyton Manning's people in his life and everything by who he kissed first. So you got Papa John, number one, his wife, number two, and then he kissed his kids. And then there's rumors, or people were saying he kissed a Bud Light, so beer is fourth.
Well, I've got it. We'll play some audio from him coming up in Delicious Audio where he talks about it. People are calling it a shameless plug for Bud Light. But this makes me think that this is a very common thing. This is sort of a practice thing from Peyton and Papa John. Like when they greet each other before they shoot one of those terrible commercials.
Yeah.
Hey, better pizza, better greetings, Papa John. That they do this. Like this is their standard greeting.
Thing.
And that's very upsetting to me.
Is it?
Very upsetting.
Hmm. Too continental? Like,
yeah. And, like, these are two stalwart, like, you know, American... I hesitate to call Papa John an American icon, but he's entered our pop culture collective consciousness. I just don't think that I'm okay with it.
Why?
I'd be okay with, like... Because the proper thing after you win a Super Bowl is a huge hug with back slapping.
Yeah.
You know, and this isn't a homophobic thing at all. This is a what two dudes in this position... Super Bowl winning quarterback and
pizza icon.
Pizza, huge billionaire pizza icon.
Pizza mogul.
That decide to do the French side kiss.
Mwah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great game, man. Mwah.
You just won the biggest event in sporting events. Well, at least American.
Hey, man, this is amazing. Great. We'll talk about that new ad campaign on Monday. Okay. Mwah. It's not okay, is it?
Oh, I think it's cute.
They have a bromance going on.
It's not okay.
That's what it says. Yeah, they have a cute bromance.
Like, hey, bud, good job.
We just sold a million pizzas tonight, and you won the Super Bowl.
Mwah.
Hey, you know, probably wasn't your greatest game, but like, you know, it was a defensive victory, but you certainly deserve it due to all of your great years of service in the NFL,
thanks,
and all your passing.
Mwah.
I'm getting creeped out thinking more and more about this.